Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Welcome back. The Magna Carta and its importance on our American heritage, on the rule of law, which we hear commonly used, but I think many don't understand. In February of this year, four surviving original copies of the Magna Carta were united for just a few hours at the British Library, which had not happened in 800 years. It's really quite an amazing thing to consider the importance of one document instituting the rule of law, that the law actually, everything rests on the rule of law. We must come back to the rule of law as Americans for our culture and for our country to grow and thrive and continue to be a beacon of excellence from generation to generation going forward. The majesty of this document really resides in the fact that it is, so to speak, really a shield against Sorons. Most other countries have fallen for, or at least fallen to, dictators. And many during the 20th century had popular communist parties or fascist parties or both. The Anglosphere, the English-speaking world, unusually retained a consensus behind liberal capitalism. And this is not because of any special property in our geography or our genes, but because of our constitutional arrangements. Those constitutional arrangements can take root anywhere. They explain why Bermuda is not Haiti, why Hong Kong is not China, why Israel is not Syria. They work because, starting with Magna Carta, they have made the defense of freedom everyone's responsibility. Americans, like Britons, have inherited their freedom from past generations and should not look to any external agent for their perpetuation. The defense of liberty is your job and mine. It's up to us to keep intact the freedoms we inherited from our parents and to pass them on securely to our children. The Magna Carta and the importance of it cannot be overstated. Many thanks to Dan Hannon, who wrote this piece, and was in the Wall Street Journal review section of Sunday, May 30th. Thanks, Dan. What an excellent piece that was. I certainly have a much greater respect for the importance of the Magna Carta. Hopefully you do as well. Sometimes the concept of liberty gets overrun by all of the details of life and all of the distractions and amusements that so many of us get to enjoy now. It does seem as if we are being amused to death as a culture. The word amusement means without thinking. And the idea of going and not having to think about things and just being amused by a movie or a musical, or it's not to say these are bad, and I enjoy movies and I enjoy musicals. But I think we have to be reminded from time to time, as we are today, of the importance of the founding documents that give us the privilege to enjoy the amusements that we have and the responsibility that we have to protect our culture in America. With respect to real estate, the idea that property is owned, that you own the property and you have a responsibility and you have a right to the property, is born really out of the basis of the Magna Carta. So all of our real estate kind of emanates out of what we have here. Prior to that, people would just take property if they wanted it all the time, and people still do in this world. Democracy can root. It can. We can't force people to become a democracy. We cannot force them to take and form a constitutional government. We can encourage them. We can show them the benefits of what having that kind of a democracy is, but we can't force them to incorporate that. Unfortunately, I think the evidence is clear that democracy is best, always best. There are rules in democracy, but there have to be people who are willing to follow the rules.
In the preamble of the Code of Ethics and Standards of Practice for the National Association of Realtors, it is really founded much on the basic terms of the Magna Carta. Under all is the land. Upon its wise utilization and widely allocated ownership depend the survival and growth of free institutions and of our civilization. Realtors should recognize that the interests of the nation and its citizens require the highest and best use of the land and the widest distribution of land ownership. They require the creation of adequate housing, the building of functioning cities, the development of productive industries and farms, and the preservation of a healthful environment. Such interests impose obligations beyond those of ordinary commerce. They impose grave social responsibility and a patriotic duty to which realtors should dedicate themselves, and for which they should be diligent in preparing themselves. Realtors, therefore, are zealous to maintain and improve the standards of their calling and share with their fellow realtors a common responsibility for its integrity and honor. In recognition and appreciation of their obligations to clients, customers, the public, and each other, realtors continuously strive to become and remain informed on issues affecting real estate, and as knowledgeable professionals, they willingly share the fruit of their experience and study with others. They identify and take steps through enforcement of this code of ethics and by assisting appropriate regulatory bodies to eliminate practices which may damage the public or which might discredit or bring dishonor to the real estate profession. Realtors having direct personal knowledge of conduct that may violate the code of ethics involving misappropriation of client or customer funds or property, willful discrimination or fraud resulting in substantial economic harm, they bring such matters to the attention of the appropriate Board of Association of Realtors. Realizing that cooperation with other real estate professionals promotes the best interests of those who utilize their services, realtors urge exclusive representation of clients. Do not attempt to gain any unfair advantage over their competitors, and they refrain from making unsolicited comments about other practitioners. In instances where their opinion is sought or where realtors believe that comment is necessary, their opinion is offered in an objective, professional manner, uninfluenced by any personal motivation or potential advantage or gain. The term realtor has come to connote competency, fairness, and high integrity resulting from adherence to a lofty ideal of moral conduct in business relations. No inducement of profit and no instruction from clients can ever justify departure from this ideal. In the interpretation of this obligation, realtors can take no safer guide than that which has been handed down through the centuries, embodied in the golden rule: whatsoever you would have that others would do to you, you do to them. Accepting this standard as their own, realtors pledge to observe its spirit in all activities, whether conducted personally, through associates or others, or via technological means, and to conduct their business in accordance with the tenets set below. And below that, there are articles written, one article after another: duties to the public, duties to realtors, duties to clients and customers. And all of these espouse the essential rule of law that we as real estate agents must observe the rule of law with each other, with our customers, with our clients, and we must do so. Our adherence to that is what upholds the quality of what being a realtor truly is. I'm grateful for the Magna Carta, and I have my final thoughts coming up right after this.